taking just a minute early so that I can share it with the group as soon as I have the opportunity here. So we started just a little bit early. Share with Bethany Church of God, so it's posted. So it should be sharing with the group now. I'm going to get out of this. All right. So welcome, everyone. I apologize for the small delay. I needed to share that. What's going on in the life of the church? Welcome to us that are gathered. We're hoping that all of this flows exactly the way it should. What's coming up in this next week? Bible study's been canceled. We have Wednesday night. My wife is having surgery, so we will be attending to that. We'll carry on with Bible study next week. We'll be in Habakkuk chapter 2. We'll have dinner at 5 o'clock. Bible study at 6 o'clock in the sanctuary. That's the following week. A lot of events. Today is a Super Bowl party, if you're interested, at our sister church, Evanswood. They start about 5:30, 6:30. It'll be on Square Lake Road. They're going until the Super Bowl ends, and there'll be food and refreshments. That's at Bethany Evanswood Church of God. For the life of us, we're working with Hope Crossing. We have scheduled a gospel concert coming up on August the 2nd. A lot of that information will be forthcoming. Multitude of things happening in the life of the church at 11 o'clock. We'll be talking about the call to on upon our life from Isaiah chapter 6. Today we're going to be looking at John chapter 15, looking at verse 15. During our prayer time, we want to keep in mind Suzanne and Shirley and Kathy and a multitude of needs that I put on the request yesterday. We want to begin our worship today with a song. We want to sing and celebrate together. And once we do that, we'll open with a word of prayer. So celebrate with us in a song.
Oh.
mission reminds us, Father, that we must go tell the world about you. Father, goodbye for you did not mean the end. It was only the beginning of a journey for us, God. And we are grateful, Father, that you have blessed us with this opportunity to gather in your name. Father, there is much to be thankful about. Thankful, Father, for your investment in our life. Thank you for the joy that you bring to us. Thank you, God, for the mountains and the valleys. Father, it's not always rosy and peachy, but God, it is a journey that is blessed with your presence. And we're grateful, God, that we can gather in your name. We're grateful for the power of your name, and we're grateful for your love. As we have gathered in your name today, Father, whether we're watching far and near, whether we're seated here in this place, Father, let your Holy Spirit dwell upon us right now. Father, that it would refresh us, give us grace, and give us mercy. And God, we'll thank you for your presence, and we'll thank you for what you do and who you are. Father, right now, draw our attention to you. Father, no matter what has taken place over the course of the week, may we focus clearly on you, God. And may we focus on the gift that you have given to us to go and tell the world about you. Father, I'll thank you and praise you for that. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Scripture records in John chapter 15, he said, "You are my friends if you do what I command." In verse 15, he said, "I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other." During our time of prayer today, before we pray, we'll celebrate a song. Just remember the list of needs that are in our bulletin. There's a long list of prayer requests. One of our dear saints, Suzanne, is in the hospital, so we want to keep her in prayer. Shirley is at home, not feeling well. Multitude of needs there. So we just pray that God will bless the needs of the church, and then God will anoint us with his presence. We're going to celebrate this song and then go into a time of prayer. For those watching, this is a very new song, and it's by Maverick City. It's called "Rest on Us," and I pray that this will be the message that we deliver, that God will rest on us.
The Spirit has moved over the water, the Spirit come move over us. Come rest on us, come rest on us. We feel the moon, now we're
like it?
Words come rest on us as the Spirit was moving over the waters. Father, come rest on us. Father, we just thank you for that today. And God, there is that presence that we sense, Father, that we want you to rest on us. Father, even as the Spirit moved across the water, even as the Spirit elevated your Son, Father, through the power of the dove and the Holy Spirit's anointing, as Peter received that power and he anointed and preached to thousands, God, may that same Spirit, Father, that moved the water and allowed the children to part through, as the Spirit moved through Joshua and it moved him into the promised land, God, as the same Spirit that elevated on the mountain of transfiguration, God, we just pray for the Spirit of God today to rest on us. Father, that through the power of your anointing, God, that we would sense your overwhelming Spirit in our life today, moving from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. Father, that the calming sense of your presence would overshadow us today. God, we are so grateful that your power still rests on people today. It still transforms lives. It still changes us, God, into new creations, that we might be able to worship you today, God. It is that same Spirit, God, that anoints us, Father, to share the Word of God. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Bungoma, Kenya. Father, I pray for Pastor Salim, God, as he celebrates the Word of God today. Father, that you would anoint him with the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, that he would speak volumes to the people there. I pray, God, for the people that are watching, not only in Tennessee and North Carolina, for the people that are gathered here in this place, Father, that your Spirit would permeate this church. Father, not only our church, but I pray for Pastor Mark at Evanswood. I pray for Brent at Hope Crossing. I pray for Tom at Chippewa Valley. I pray for the churches in the Sterling Heights area, for all of the communities around us, for the state of Michigan, for this nation, God, that the Holy Spirit would move in the life of people. God, and I know that same Spirit is able to bring healing, restoration, and those that are sick, Father, to bring wellness to their life. God, I pray for Judy and Jackie. I pray for Charlotte. I pray for Suzanne. I pray for Shirley. God, I pray for your anointing. I pray for Kathy. I pray for the multitude of needs that are listed in our bulletin. God, I just ask for your mighty touch on their life. God, when it seems the days are long and there's frustration in their hearts and lives, I pray that you'll bring a refreshing sense of your presence. God, and I pray that you'll bring healing, both physical and spiritual healing, to the needs of the body, God. Father, when one hurts, we all hurt, Father. And I pray that you would just anoint the need. As we have gathered in your name today, Father, if we bring a need to you today, Father, if we're carrying something on our life, may we lay it down at the altar, Father. May we not pick it up again, but may we find that your yoke is easy, your burden is light. Father, I could not help but think of the song this morning, hide me in the shadows of your wings. Father, cover me within your mighty hand. When the oceans roar, Father, may we be found in your presence. God, may your peace permeate the life of people today. Father, we'll thank you and praise you for your goodness and grace. God, I pray for those who are out working today, those who are active, those first responders, those that are carrying out duties today and won't allow them to be in church. Father, I pray your anointing on those. Father, for everyone watching and gathered, may your Holy Spirit rest on us. Thank you, Lord, for that. In your own name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, some years ago, my guess is it's probably 40, how many years now? 85, almost 40 years now. I received a call to be called by God and to celebrate. And this passage was so instrumental in that. For many of you, this passage reminds us, early on in chapter 15, Jesus is talking about the vine and the branches. And he talks about this grafting in and this anointing, and that sometimes he will graft us in and we will be part of the vine and the branches. And God celebrates that. And towards the close of this passage, we're not even at the end, he talks about loving each other. A greater love has no one this than to lay down their life for a friend. But he said something very instrumental at the close, which was part of the commission song that we sang earlier. Go, tell the world about me. He said, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. So there's something personal that Jesus is bringing about in this passage. He said, I no longer call you a servant because you know the master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. Now, that terminology is carried all the way in through Abraham and the covenant of God. And this anointing that Abraham wasn't just called a prophet or someone to lead the people of God. He was actually a friend of God. And that's instrumental because there's a relationship in being a friend. A friend isn't someone we just know. A friend is someone who we can count on, someone who we can lean on. A friend is someone who sticks by us through thick and thin. And he says, for everything that I've learned from my Father, I've made known to you. Jesus is telling the multitudes there in John that I'm making all of this revelation to you. And he said that through that, because of those things, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Now, that's instrumental in our text today, because Jesus is telling us that we have been chosen, and we have been appointed that we might go and bear fruit. And what Jesus is illustrating to the multitudes there is that because we're grafted in, because we are friends, and because we have learned from the Father, we have been chosen. Now, we don't take that very lightly. Sometimes to be chosen, there's an understanding. And Jesus is calling the multitudes when he called the disciples. He said, I chose you because I want you to go and share the gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John records all about their journey, and they left their business. Now, what's neat about this whole thing is I accepted that call, and I didn't want to. For whatever reason, I fought that call. I fought that. I tried to run from it. I tried to do something else. And finally, in 1983, I just gave it up, and I said, okay, God, you win. I accepted the call. I went on through licensing in 1983 and in ordination in 1985. And I'm still working on that call because God chooses us. It's a call that he places upon our life. It's a call that says it's a burden for people. It's a burden to care for people. Now, not all of us are called into pastoral ministry. But that's not what this text says. He didn't say, I chose you to go and be a pastor. He said, I chose you to go and bear fruit. And what did Jesus mean? Basically, if he relates it back to this vine and the branches, he said, if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. And John is bringing the record of Jesus bringing us all the way back to the front of the text in chapter 15, that part of our responsibility has been chosen to go and bear fruit. And he said, fruit that will last. Now, he brings that context back to the whole fact is when he began this disciple journey and he was called into it, the fig tree wouldn't bear fruit. And he brings that into memory. And here John culminates that we must bear fruit. Now, salvation is not a salvation of works, but we have to do something with it. And part of our responsibilities as people of God is to bear fruit. How do we bear fruit? We invest in someone else. We graft ourselves as friends. We anoint ourselves to Jesus. And through that power, God asks us to bear fruit and to celebrate that joy with someone else. Now, for those of you who know, I've been married quite a while. My wife is my best friend, and I believe that we are attached together. And together we make a team. It's not one. It's not each other. It is a team. We celebrate together the goodness of God, and we celebrate what God does in our life. And through that, God anoints us to go and celebrate the gospel. Now, The fun part is who do you share it with? Well, everybody you get a chance to. Everybody you come across with. We are chosen by God to celebrate the Word of God. Even John the Baptist was chosen as the forerunner to bear the voice of God. And then he said in these closing passages of this section, he says, and so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. Well, we are talking today about the call of God on our life. And at 11 o'clock, I'll illustrate a little bit more on Isaiah's call. But I wonder, what have you been called to do today? What is God placing on your life? Is it a call to be a homemaker? Is it a call to be a machinist, fireman, police officer? We have a lot of different vocations in our life. See, that's different. God is calling us to share the gospel. To know that we've been chosen by God, that means God has invested in our life and we've accepted the call. What are we doing with that call? Are we celebrating that with someone we know? Have we had someone in our life that we've been praying for that we want God to touch and anoint? Is there someone that we know of that needs to hear the Word of God? God has called us to love them and to celebrate with them. God has called to talk to them and to be a friend to them and celebrate what we've been appointed to do. John gives us this wonderful illustration, and he brings us again back to the text. He says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. And Jesus is saying, because of this anointing and because of this attachment, he's not throwing. What he's doing is taking off what needs to be pruned. And I do not like that passage whatsoever. My wife had the fun day, the last 2 days, pruning all of the flowers and stuff in our sunroom. And she's taking them all off so that they'll grow even better. There are some branches that needed to come off. There are some loose things that need to be pruned and cleaned. And that's like you and I. When God chooses us, there are things that he wants us to let go of. Things that we need to clean up. Things that we need to take care of so that we can go and we can celebrate the fruit of God with others. And he tells us, whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. What a beautiful blessing. We can call on the Lord. Now, remember, this isn't God asking for the 6 numbers on the lottery so that we can win the multi-million, mega millions, whatever that thing is, and have untold riches. God is asking the people that if they call on him, he will give you what you need to supply and to meet the needs of others. This is a command to love each other. That is difficult in the world around us today, but we have been chosen. The call is made to us. Will you accept the call? Will God invest in your life? Will you be chosen? What a wonderful text to bring us into this morning and to celebrate. Pray that God will bless these words to you. We'll close this time with a song and then celebrate in a word of prayer.
I can see what is raging at my feet. I can feel surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. Overcome the same power.
same power would be displayed in our life in the coming week. We pray, God, that as Jeremy told us, God, you live in us. Father, you have chosen us that we should go and bear fruit. Father, I pray that those that are watching, those that are gathered, Father, would accept the call of God upon their life. God, that they may go in the power of Jesus' name. May that power, Father, lead them throughout the course of this week. Father, wherever their steps may take them, Father, I pray that you will open the doors, the windows and minds of their lives, that, Father, they would see your hand working. Father, as you have chosen us, Father, that we might go and bear fruit, I pray, God, that that fruit would multiply and that you will bless it, Father. Cause it to be good fruit, Father, that it may land on the good soil. Father, may we see those who need to hear the word of God. May we love others around us. Father, may the same call of being chosen would send us forth in that power and love of you. Now rest on us, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you and praise you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. 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 Have an awesome day. Go in his peace.